I would firstly like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this evening has been recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the Council website. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. I would also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and the side of the room. There are no fire alarms planned for this evening. Could I also ask that everyone turns off their mobile phones or switches them onto silence so that the meeting isn't disturbed? I hope that councillors found me using the bell at the last meeting to be a helpful way of indicating the time remaining for their speeches. I propose to use the same method again for this meeting. I will now hand over to my chaplain, Reverend David Owen, to say prayers.
Lord God, we give you thanks for all those who are present here this evening, for their willingness to enter public service, for their commitment to finding the best way forward in the different areas for which they are responsible. Be with their loved ones who often have to make sacrifices to support them in all that they do. Bless them all as they gather here this evening. Bless their discussions. Enable them to make wise decisions that are in the best interests of all the people they serve. This we ask for thy love's sake. Amen.
Thank you, David. Item 1, apologies. Apologies have been received from Councillor Cooper, Jukes, Parton, Councillor Southerington, and I looked, the Councillor Tassel hasn't been able to attend, and Honorary Alderman Stott. If councillors have any other apologies, please press the button. Councillor Mercer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I realise you've read Councillor Parton's. He'd actually asked me to also make it just to clarify. The reason for his absence is a family issue following a bereavement. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2, disclosure of pecuniary and personal interests. I call on the Chief Exec to report on disclosures of interest in the business to be considered at this evening's meeting, which have already been made by councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have the following disclosures. From Councillor Mark Lowe, an interest in item 6.1. It's a personal interest as a member of Thurmaston Parish Council. From Councillor James Poland, also in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. From Councillor Tom Barclay, in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Syston Town Council. From Councillor Christine Radford, in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. From Councillor Richard Shepherd, in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. From Councillor Paul Murphy, in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Sileby Parish Council. From Councillor Andrew Paling, in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of the Parish Council. From Councillor Deborah Taylor, in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. And also in item 6.2, in item 6.2, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. And in item 6.4, as a member of Anstey Parish Council, and Councillor Taylor said she will leave the room during the consideration of that item. from Councillor Jewel Meir in item 6.1 and 6.2, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. Councillor David Slater in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. From Councillor Hilary Fryer, a personal interest in item 6.1 as a member of Leicestershire County Council. And from Councillor Bentley in item 6.1, a personal interest as a member of Leicestershire County Council. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Are there any other declarations? I myself will have to give a declaration as a member of Barrow-upon-Soar Parish Council, personal. Councillor Morgan?
Madam Mayor, can I give a personal declaration in relation to 6.1 and 6.2 as a member of the County Council?
Councillor Taylor?
I just had on 6.1 as a member of Anstey Parish Council as well, please. A personal interest.
Councillor Brooks?
6.1, a personal interest as a member of Thurmaston Parish Council.
Councillor Vardy?
Of Syston Town Council.
Councillor Radford.
6.1, I forgot to put Shropshire Town Council as well.
Councillor Seaton.
Chair 6.1 as a county councillor and a Thurmaston Parish councillor. Thank you.
Councillor Lee Harper-Davis.
Madam Mayor, myself, a member of Mount Sorrel Parish Council too, item 6.1.
Councillor Forrest.
Member of Barrow Parish Council, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Pacey.
Yeah, personal interest with Syston Town Council.
I gather it's 6.1. Okay, sorry. Thank you. No, don't
sorry,
worry.
Mayor.
That's all right. Are there any further? Thank you for that, everybody. Item two. I would like to carry on by explaining. I would like to remind everyone that Section 106 of the Local Government Finance Act 1992 requires that a councillor who owes arrears of council tax which have been outstanding for more than 2 months must declare this any council meeting which considers the setting of the budget and the council tax, and that they should not vote on those matters, failing to comply with those requirements if the apply is an offence. If this applies to any councillors at this meeting, they are therefore advised to make the required declaration and to leave the meeting during the consideration of item 6.1. Councillors, please indicate by pressing your button whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be considered at this meeting. Item 3. I move that the subject to an amendment to the minutes of 69.7 to add the name of Councillor Harris, K. Harris, in place of that of Councillor Parton, as the asker of the question, the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on the 22nd of January 2018 be confirmed and signed.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Rawlings, I gather you want to speak on the disclosure of a personal amendment in the minutes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. At the last meeting, I disclosed that I was a former member of Burstow Parish Council for item 6.4, but that hasn't been noted in the minutes, so I'd be grateful if it could be added, please. Thank you.
Noted. Deputy Mayor has actually seconded these minutes now. Am I correct, Deputy Mayor? Yes?
Yes.
And I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all? No, no. Yeah, okay. Who? Councillor Jones.
Thank you, Mayor. It was the thing you said a minute ago about council tax. I pay mine by cheque, so I don't get a receipt, but I should be up to date. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you. Okay. Right. May I approve the minutes as amended by Councillor Rawlings to be approved? I'm now putting the motion. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That's carried, yes. One abstention. Who's there? Okay, thank you. Anybody else? No, thank you. That's carried. Thank you. Okay, all right then. Councillor Shepherd would like his name noted as abstentions because he wasn't at the meeting. Please, Minister. Thank you. Okay. Item 4. I'm carrying on. Announcements. Mayor's announcements. I have no announcements that I wish to make today. Leader's announcements. I call on the leader to make his announcements. Mr. Morgan?
I have no announcements.
Yeah. Chief Exec. I call on the Chief Exec to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements, Madam Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Item 5. Are there any petitions to be presented?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have a petition with 204 signatures opposing the proposed closure of the Cobden Children's Centre. I'm asking that it be forwarded to the County Council. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I should say that the County Council's new policy about having to have so many petitions is not very helpful for local people, Madam Mayor.
The petition will be considered and responded to in accordance with the Council's petition scheme. I will now have them. Item 6.1, 2018/19, Special Expenses and General Fund and HRA Revenue Budget, page B1. Can I draw to everybody's attention to the supplementary report which is printed on the green sheets? May I remind councillors that it is a legal requirement that all votes taken on this item, including votes on amendments, must be recorded votes. There is also another slight difference in the procedure for this item in that, in addition to the normal rules for the length of speeches, one member of the Conservative Party and one member of the Labour Party group has the right to speak for 5 minutes rather than 3 minutes in debating the budget. It would be helpful if the councillors exercising this right and councillors proposing amendments could indicate that they are doing so at the beginning of their speeches. I gather I have already been indicated that Councillor Morgan is speaking on behalf of the Conservative Party. See? I'll get you all fired up. And Councillor Meir is actually doing it for the Labour Party. Yeah. Right. Do I get a seconder there for that?
No. No? Yeah.
If any councillor. Oh, yes, right. No. Am I? Yes. I call on Councillor Barclay to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. To ensure the necessary finance is available to carry out services in 2018-19 and to set the council tax, I move recommendations 1 to 17. On pages S1 to S8 of the supplementary report, the Green Papers, for the reasons for each of the recommendations, which are on pages S8 and S9.
Could I have a seconder for this, please?
I have pleasure in seconding this motion. I speak on behalf, quite clearly, of the sensible half of this room, hence the reason it could only be one particular party. But I would like to start by saying that life is always full of choices, some easy, some difficult. It's very easy, often, to pick the simplest and most apparently obvious choice in any decision we make. And it's also very easy to often back that up with glib statements to prove that it is, of course, the right choice. It's also true that any decision we make is very rarely black or white. We always tend to give examples that suggest that it is. In reality, when it comes to actually making decisions, and when it comes to the hard work that carries on not only amongst this cabinet, but also this chamber and also our officers that support us, and those decisions are actually shades of grey. And getting those decisions right is critical, because actually we have to remember all the time that the decisions we make in this chamber and the recommendations we make to council in the form of budget statements such as this one have an impact on people's lives, businesses, and their families. And that's why this particular budget, I have to say, is so important, because we have reached a point in our cycle where actually we are having to make some quite difficult decisions about the finances of this council. And we are suggesting within this paper that we have to use some of those reserves that we have been building for this moment to actually make sure that our services that we offer our residents are protected. And we're very, very proud on this side of the chamber that we have protected, preserved, and improved on the services that this council offers. But it also means that as part of that budget, we have gone through every possible combination of events and outcomes to make sure that the information that we've been provided by officers and our advisers makes this budget as accurate and as precise as possible. It would be easy to wave a hand and say, well, of course, we're using too many reserves. It would be easy to wave a hand and say, ah, but the services are being cut. Well, actually, the services aren't being cut, and the reserves we're using have been calculated to be the minimum possible, because we want to make sure that all the money that we invest on behalf of the council is spent correctly. It is, after all, our residents' money. It's our businesses' money within this borough. And we have a duty to all of them to make sure that that money is spent responsibly, properly, and correctly. And when I read through this document, as indeed all of you have done before this meeting, you will appreciate some of those hard choices that have had to be made to make this such a sound budget proposal. So we've done everything we can to protect the services that I mentioned before, and anyone who says that we're cutting services should stop and think very carefully about how glib they are with those statements. Because in truth, we have not only not cut any of those services, but we have protected them at the front line to make sure our residents are protected and that they are served properly. And as far as the business is concerned, we support them, not only through the bid, but also directly through our officers and the teams that actually supply advice to all those businesses, both retail and also office space, warehouse space, industry as well, to make sure that they get the support from us that they deserve and they expect. And that's why in our economy particularly, here in Charnwood, we have one of the highest employment rates that we've ever enjoyed in this area, and one of the lowest unemployment rates. Madam Mayor, I know there's 30 seconds left. And I have to say that our strong economy is the result not only of our support for our residents and our businesses, but also of our national government. And we work hand in hand with national government to make sure that the funding we receive here in this authority goes as far as possible. So I'd like to say, finally, then not only do I actually support this pragmatic and sound budget, but I would urge all members across this room to do likewise and to make sure that we improve our services, face the future with confidence, and back this plan. Thank you.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons to 6.1. Any councillor? Councillor Mia. Are you using your 5 minutes?
Oh, I am using my 5 minutes, yes. Thank you very much.
I meant to ask Councillor Morgan that, but I didn't. Remiss of me.
No problem. Thank you, Madam Mayor. A bit of a sombre tone there from Councillor Morgan on his first budget speech as leader. But here we go again. Once again, we presented to us a near bland flavoured budget, Madam Mayor. There is little to excite anybody, least of all the council taxpayers of the borough, who must be wondering what they are getting for their money. Have you noticed, I'm sure you have, like members on the Labour side, how little this budget does except keep the status quo going. No innovation, no thoughts as to what residents want, and nothing for them to get excited about. So, Madam Mayor, with a near 6% rise in overall council tax being proposed, what exactly are council taxpayers being asked to dig deeper in their pockets for? Well, fellow councillors, you would hope to see on pages B2 and B3 a long list of things that Messrs Morgan and Barclay would titillate council taxpayers with. No? Well, at least something. But no, Madam Mayor, nothing, apart from the mundane officer administrative points. It's like, Madam Mayor, the party opposite are devoid of any ideas except to raise our taxes and increase charges to residents of the borough and not give anything back. I could go on, Madam Mayor, about how this budget isn't balanced as it calls on the use of reserves, some £900,000 to be found for the financial year in question, as debated in the last MTFS that was brought by the administration, just to plug the gap that they say is going to appear on the expenditure over income. Madam Mayor, you will see from an item further in the agenda that this money from reserves shouldn't even need to be used. If the administration had got its act together sooner and stopped spending over £1 million a year on agency staff, I'm sure we could have stopped using those reserves sooner. I could understand, Madam Mayor, if it was one-off, but it seems the £1 million annual spend on agency staff is common practice. Shocking, really, absolutely shocking. I could say, Madam Mayor, how shocking it is that the housing revenue account will be underspent this year by £252,000, leaving residents desperate for repairs to their homes, waiting longer, and yes, I am sure some of you will pop up and tell me how you've borrowed £75 million, mortgaged all our property and spent it all on the housing stock. And yet, even after such a massive expenditure, we have tenants in desperate need of repairs. Where did that £75 million go? Because if you look towards Councillor Draycott's question, our tenants don't seem to be any more happier. However, I am sure that on the other side, you will jump up and start deluding yourselves that you are doing great things. To them, I would also ask to look deep and hard at the contents of the budget report. Look at what you're actually delivering, and you will find that all is not rosy. Inflation is stubbornly high, interest rates are rising, and pay settlements for staff continue to lag behind. You can't fill vacancies because you're not paying the market rate, and I see a knee-jerk reaction to spend over £200,000 in the planning department alone to address the issue of recruitment. Stable doors and horses comes to mind. Madam Mayor, I can honestly say that I don't like this vanilla budget. I also don't like how Loughborough councillors have little or no say on the Loughborough special expenses, a parish precept all but in name. For example, the town generates a lot of income, approximately £850,000 from car parking alone, which isn't reflected in the special expenses. And if it was to be, Loughborough councillors could use that income for the benefit of Loughborough town residents. Instead, all that income is snuffled off to the general fund and used borough-wide. Madam Mayor, there is nothing in this budget for residents of the borough and nothing in it which justifies an increase in the borough precept of 4.46%. It is a nothing budget, lacking imagination and nothing in it to drive the borough forward. Therefore, we on this side cannot support it. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Fryer, would you like to speak?
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I will be supporting this budget, as I have done, in all the budgets that the Conservative group have put forward since 2007. Not everybody in this chamber tonight will remember what it was like here in 2007. We had no reserves, so if there'd been a problem, we couldn't have paid out any more money. We had zero stars and zero conditions in our housing stock. And in fact, I mean, the council was in a dreadful state, and we took it on. We should be thankful that over the past 10 years, this party has put this council on such a strong, sound footing. I don't think there's anybody on this side, except maybe Councillor Forrest and Councillor Harris, that on the Labour Party, that were here in 2007. So don't start telling us how to spend money. Also, I can't get confused, I'm afraid, with Councillor Meir. He doesn't want us to increase, but he wants us to pay more wages. It's a bland budget, but we have retained the services, and our customer satisfaction in this borough could not be higher across the field. So I will be supporting this borough and this budget. Thank you.
Councillor Taylor.
Councillor Murray is mixing up the budget with the capital plan. On the next item, you'll see all the ideas coming forward from this administration and the exciting things that we have to look forward to in the next year. So just to clarify, this is a budget, not a capital plan. We'll deal with that next. And I think another thing to point out is the reserves being used of £1.8 million. This leaves the reserves maintained above the minimum level that's recommended in line with good practice. And the reserve balance is being reduced at a time when central government has indicated the overall levels of reserves being held is too high by local authorities. So what we're doing is being in line with what central government advised. And just another thing to point out with the budget, this is quite a fluid budget. I know you think it's very boring, but budgets aren't that exciting, to be honest. And what we will see through the year is things will change. As there's underspends and overspends, things will change during the year. This is where we are at the minute. I will be supporting this budget, and I look forward to the things coming in the next item.
Councillor Vardy.
Councillor Mayor, as always, your heart's there, but you've got it wrong. You're talking about agency staff, for instance. You talk about their use. They're used to carry out statutory functions for this council. We have jobs to do. We have to do them. And if people leave, we have to cover those jobs. There's no slack. There's no slack in the offices. You ought to walk around a bit and see how people are working hard all the time instead of coming up with nonsensical ideas that you've done today. Actually, you didn't do that. You didn't put any ideas forward, no solutions, nothing at all. It's pathetic, really. I'll tell you what, one day I'm going to send you a postcard. The postcard will have a planet, picture of the planet Earth, and it will say, "Wish you were here." Thank you.
Councillor Draycott.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm quite convinced that members on the other side live in a totally different world to the rest of us. If you read any of the national government magazines, right, and they're not Labour controlled, they're Conservative controlled, figures out in the last couple of weeks, for example, 80% of councils fear for their financial stability. Councils' core funding will be slashed by an amazing 77% by the year 2000. The reason why this council is having to take on agency staff and to take on consultancy staff is because of the amount of staff that has gone, been made redundant, reorganised, got rid of over the years. This council is actually on its knees, and this budget is nothing to be proud of, Madam Mayor. Observations. I, like Councillor Meir, concerned of the use of reserves, right? And yes, the government are telling councils now to use their reserves because they haven't got the money any longer. They've told councils we've got to stand on our own two feet, Madam Mayor. So councils up and down this country are being forced to use their reserves and will be tested about what the maximum will be very soon, right? It's nothing proud to be being forced to use reserves. Reserves are there for a rainy day, right? And one can only assume that this day is very rainy, Madam Mayor. Northampton Council, the first council to issue a Section 114 notice because it has run out of money. It is the first one to go, and we're all anticipating who the rest are, and Charnwood is on that list as well, Madam Mayor. Yes, they are.
It's not true.
No, I won't withdraw that, Madam Mayor. I've just said...
Excuse me, Councillor Draco, can I just... You will get your time in a minute. Can I just speak to my legal team regarding that, please? Right, I believe we have come to a conclusion here. Apparently, this is not a point of order. It's a point of personal explanation. Where something they have said in the past that they feel is now being misunderstood or misrepresented. Am I correct? Yes? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so what do I do about that? Yeah, so Councillor Draycott, you have the opportunity now to explain what you have said and how or done in the past have not been described actually. You haven't described it, so what really, in layman's terms, please explain why you said what you did.
Yeah. I said previously, in the Government Chronicles, it clearly states 2 weeks ago that 80% of councils fear for their financial stability, Madam Mayor. That is my exclamation. If I can move on with my comments, Madam Mayor.
I believe my colleague on the right here has advised me, is it a Section 114 notice?
Madam Mayor, I mentioned a number of things. One was the fact that, I hope this isn't my time, that 80% of councils fear for their financial stability. Then I said separately...
Excuse me, everybody. Councillor Draco, I did say at the beginning when I had to go into recess here that you would still get... You have 1 minute and 20 seconds left on your initial. So when we get this ironed out, okay?
Thank you. And then my other matter that I referred to separately was the fact that Northampton Council, the first, has issued a Section 114 notice... and that 79% of councils were near to the edge of financial. And that is a fact, Madam Mayor.
Excuse me, Councillor Draycott, you indicated Charnwood was on that list. Where have you actually... Excuse me, we're all of order here, please. Thank you. I want the person concerned that's actually made that statement to explain where she got our council on the list.
Madam Mayor, I believe it is common sense that if 79%, you're diverting away attention.
I am not.
Councillor Morgan,
excuse me, as I am the chair of this meeting, Councillor Draycott, I am not deviating away. I want to know your explanation, as all the other colleagues, plus your own, in the room. And my chief exec is quite baffled by it.
Can I ask the Madam Mayor if you would ask the Chief Executive if Charnwood is on the list or not? Thank you. Of 80% of councils in fear.
Yeah, well, my Chief Exec is not allowed to speak, so I will actually ask him in private and then I will actually come back to you. From what has been said here to my right, Charnwood is not on any list. Well, excuse me, can we just stop this and can you carry on now with the remainder of your 3 minutes, please, Councillor Draycott?
Yeah, I'd love to continue. Thank you, Madam Mayor. My other comments were to do...
Are you going to... apparently, the leader of the...
That statement completely. Not only are we not on a 114 list, you also stated. Madam Mayor, you also, Councillor Draycott, stated that Northampton Borough Council was actually a 114. It's actually Nottinghamshire County Council. You can't even tell the difference. You said Northampton, and it's not. It's Northamptonshire. It's Northamptonshire. You can't even tell the difference between a county council and a borough council. So, with the greatest respect, I need to refer this to the monitoring officer as a formal complaint unless Councillor Draycott immediately withdraws everything she just said.
If the Chief Exec is saying that Charnwood is not on the list, then I am greatly reassured and I hope we never are. I hope that is acceptable. That is all I am saying, Councillor Morgan. I'd be allowed to continue.
Councillor Draycott, I want clarity here made to be fair across the board so that everybody can understand. Are you withdrawing that piece of statement that you made that Charnwood Borough Council were on the list?
I've been reassured by the Chief Exec that
so you're withdrawing it.
On the list.
Are you withdrawing it? Can you say you were withdrawing that?
That is all I am saying, Madam Mayor.
So you're not withdrawing.
I am reassured by the Chief Exec's remarks.
No.
Can I carry on, please?
No, I'm afraid it's a point of order here where I'm concerned, as the Mayor of this borough, I would like clarity on what you want to do. Otherwise, you are going to be there's going to be a proposal that you go to our monitoring officer to actually deal with this.
Madam Mayor, as leader of the group, are you threatening my members?
No, I'm not threatening anybody.
Madam Mayor, you're supposed to be neutral and
I am.
Fair. But you are not supposed to be threatening members of this council, elected members of this council, Madam Mayor. I object to that.
The point of order, the point of first explanation has been given. If Councillor Draycott isn't withdrawing the remark, you have to withdraw and you have to move on, and then whatever action will take.
I've been advised that if Councillor Draycott does not wish to withdraw it, which the other side wish you to, I've got to carry on and we will actually then look at whatever consequences refers to it. Okay, thank you. Councillor Draycott, would you like to finish your 1.5 minutes, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Back to the budget. I'd like to now touch on the use of reserves. And as Councillor Mayor has indicated, it's been necessary because the government has made the council use the reserves to balance the books. And for years, Labour members have challenged the high level of reserves of this council. And as I say, now the government is actually making them spend them. It is not a balanced budget. Without those reserves, right, it would not be here being presented this evening. And just shows the level of cuts that has been made across Loughborough and Charnwood over the last several years. As I say, 79% of councils are near the edge now, Madam Mayor, and it is very bad news for all councils, but particularly for the people who live in them and the residents, their families, and also the staff who still work for councils. Finally, all I was going to say, Madam Mayor, is that I believe this is the eighth austerity budget for Charnwood, and local people and families have had enough. Later on, as Councillor Mayer has also indicated, the level of complaints increasing against this council and the use of agency and consultancy staff because we no longer have the skilled staff within this council is deplorable, and I hope this is the last budget of its kind. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Seaton.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I like vanilla. For me, it's a safe choice, and on balance, less risque for a more balanced palate as my own. As a council, we should be pleased that Charnwood has been prudent, forward-thinking, and is able to use reserves without prejudicing our reserves for that rainy day. I will support the budget. It may not titillate Councillor Mayer or excite him, but it will ensure that services will be maintained.
Councillor Slater.
Madam Mayor, this budget is built on confidence. The confidence derived from a relative strength of our financial position, which we've built up over the last few years, thus avoiding any possibility of issuing a 114 notice. The strength of our position is demonstrated by, despite the fact that the loss of grant income and the need to take on extra costs passed down to us gives us something in the order of a 3.5 million burden to start with. Despite this, we've managed to maintain frontline services and will continue to do that throughout the MTFS period. We will continue to make grants to community organisations, again increasing the amount of money that goes into those grant pots. Additionally, the budget proposes to continue the council's support for people who are in a vulnerable situation through our council tax support scheme and discretionary hardship fund. It's only through having a strong financial base such as this that we can afford to continue this position. It's easy for opposition parties to make spending proposals that play to short-term popularism and in the full knowledge that they won't ever have to balance the need to accommodate grant income reduction and good service provision. It's clear that Tom and colleagues, together with first-class officer team, have achieved that balance and delivered the confidence to press on with progressive policies. Delivery of cost-effective and efficient services is embedded throughout our council, with officers providing in-year costs, cost reductions again, mainly through extra income generation in all service areas. Regarding the local economy, the council has expanded its support for local businesses through economic development team. Their work to committing businesses expansion has resulted in this area having very low unemployment and higher than average UK figures for economic growth. Madam Mayor, this is a very encouraging budget and worthy of everybody's support.
Yay.
Councillor Poland.
Madam Mayor. I wasn't going to speak, but what Councillor Draycott said was factually wrong and deeply irresponsible to say in this chamber. The reason we're not facing on the Section 114 list is because we have made the difficult decisions that have to be made in order to keep our finances in a good state. Can you imagine what would happen if the tax and spend socialists took over this authority? And Councillor Fry has already talked about the reserves or lack thereof that we faced in 2007. And the reason we're able to be here today with being able to put the money in is because of the work that this administration over the last 10 years has done. Finance is built on confidence. And if it gets out that we're on a Section 114 list, when we're not, that could be deeply damaging to all of us. And I'm sure all of us have got the best interest of this council and our residents at heart, including, I would hope, opposition members. So I will be supporting this budget.
Councillor Mercer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Perhaps I could give a bit of clarification to what Councillor Draycott said. She said that 80% of councils were on the brink. What she should have said that, first of all, this was a report, the State of Local Government Finance, by an organisation called the Local Government Information Unit, which was actually set up by Ken Livingstone, one of the last things he did on the Greater London Council. And I have never trusted the LGIU, and I certainly don't trust it on this occasion. But the LGIU didn't even say that, Madam Mayor. What it actually said was that 80% of councils who responded to its survey feared for their future. Now, it sent this survey out to 353 councils. Only 113 of them bothered to respond. That's 113 councils. It didn't actually list which they were. And given that 161 councils in Britain are actually not controlled by the Conservatives, I suspect the majority of those probably were not Conservative councils. And of course they're going to say, we fear for our future. And of those 113 that responded, 90 of them said that they did fear for their future. It was actually 80% of the 113 that responded. So that's actually 90 of 353 councils. So the true figure of the 353 councils that were asked, 25% bothered to respond and said they feared for the future. So if we look at it in that context, Madam Mayor, it's not quite as bad as Councillor Draycott suggested.
Councillor Parsons.
Madam Mayor, I hope you'll excuse my voice. As somebody who represented Scotland four times at the Commonwealth Games, I hope members here will forgive me for the extended celebration of the weekend.
No.
I just want to say I'm not a particularly tribal politician. I probably value my independence and my integrity above almost anything else. I also have sat quite deliberately on the budget scrutiny panel for the last 3 years by choice. If I had any doubts about this budget, I would have no hesitation voting against it. I'm not only going to support this budget, but I'm actually extremely proud to vote for this budget, for the work done in his previous role by Councillor Slater, now by Councillor Morgan, and by Councillor Barclay. I will have no hesitation in voting to support this budget.
Right, it's the end of the queue. I call on Councillor Barclay to sum up.
Madam Mayor, listening to the opposition, it's a fairy tale. It's the sort of fairy tale that gives children nightmares. But then we don't have children running this council. We have a sound budget which residents can take assurance that the high level of services, which have won customer service awards, will continue unabated over the period of this administration and medium-term financial strategy. What have we done? We've created a strong and diverse economy within Charnwood, and we are part of an enterprise zone and have attracted enterprise zone status, and I and the residents can have great hope for the future. Loughborough Science and Enterprise Park will deliver advanced technology businesses, many job opportunities for residents and graduates. Job and wealth creation within our borough will allow us to deliver services, also to support the vulnerable and invest in the future of our borough. I thank goodness that Councillor Meir is not in charge of the finances. £500,000 use of reserves has slipped his notice. We're not actually using £900,000 worth of reserves. We're using £1.4 million worth of reserves. Charnwood is a desirable place to live as a result of our investment in the borough, housing stock and support and funding for community groups, providing a range of diverse opportunity and events throughout our borough. We are promoting our borough to increase tourism and support initiatives to help our towns and villages thrive. We are keeping our residents safe through implementing a new community safety plan, combating antisocial behaviour, investing in emergency planning, food safety and safeguarding of vulnerable people. This administration will continue to maintain our focus on meeting our customers' and residents' needs, improving the way in which customers can access our service, and continually looking for ways to deliver improved services. We do listen to, we do correspond with our residents, and we act on what they tell us. Charnwell Borough Council remains financially strong. It will, even after the use of this, have balances of £8 million at the end of next year, £5.6 million worth of working balances. I have confidence. We do not spend money unnecessarily. This budget has been subject to months of scrutiny and consultation. Councillor Meir has been on the budget scrutiny panel. The budget before you tonight has the benefit of all that scrutiny. We have coped with devolved costs of £1 million, reduction in the new homes bonus of £810,000 and reduction in the revenue support grant of £1.3 million. These are issues that have been dealt with, which we could never have done when we took over. If it had been the state of finances left by our colleagues on the other side of the House, we have a strong medium-term financial strategy which will leave us balancing the budget and we will less use of reserves. Perhaps another thing that there's been gone amiss, we've actually saved £117,000 worth of costs ongoing next year, but that's never mentioned. We're going to invest £6 million in the, from the general fund in our borough and £20 million from the housing revenue account, £26 million over the next 3 years. Charnwood remains one of the lowest council tax authorities in the country, in the districts. We're 22nd lowest out of 201. So we aren't a tax and spend. Of course, this is what Labour would do. They would tax, borrow, and eventually bankrupt us. We have protected the most vulnerable in our society by having sound finances. Our HRA is robust. We have £110 per house, and we have a housing finance of £6.7 million. For the last 3 years, we have reduced the rent on housing by 1% a year. I don't know what paper my friends over here have been reading, but it's certainly not the one I have. It's not that 90% of the stuff that they've said tonight is factually incorrect and scaremongering. Really disappointing, I have to say. Nobody minds criticism, but please, let's not vastly irresponsible claims of which are absolutely untrue. Really disappointing. I have more respect for my colleagues than to listen to that sort of nonsense. I have no hesitation in commending this sound budget, which
excuse me, finished.
Mayor is trying to stop me speaking. I've finished, Madam Mayor.
Now going to the vote. As a recorded vote, I'm actually reminding all councillors, and my chief exec will be actually naming the people. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Barclay. Councillor Bebbington. Councillor Bentley. Councillor Boker. Councillor Bradshaw. Councillor Brooks. Councillor Campsall. Councillor Capleton. Councillor Draycott. Councillor Forrest. Councillor Fryer. Councillor Gaskell. Councillor Gerrard. Councillor Grimley. Councillor Hatcham. Councillor Hadji Nicolaou. Councillor Hampson. Councillor Hamilton. Councillor Harper Davis. Councillor Harris.
Against.
Councillor Keith Harris. Councillor Hayes. Councillor Huddleston. Councillor Jones. Councillor Lowe. Councillor Mercer.
Four.
Councillor Mayer.
Against.
Councillor Morgan. Councillor Murphy. Councillor Pacey.
Four.
Councillor Page.
Four.
Councillor Paling.
Four.
Councillor Parsons.
Four.
Councillor Poland.
Four.
Councillor Radford.
Four.
Councillor Ranson.
Four.
Councillor Rawlings.
Four.
Councillor Savage. Councillor Seaton.
Four.
Councillor Shepherd.
Four.
Councillor Slater.
Four.
Councillor Smidowitz.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Snart.
Four.
Councillor Taylor.
Four.
Councillor Tillotson.
Yes.
And Councillor Vardy.
Just bear with us while we actually get the numbers put together, please. Thank you. Please bear with us because there's three people doing the monitoring here. Less of that, Mrs. Radford. Sorry, we would like to get a correct, irrelevant, how many is four or not. So I'm afraid I don't want to be accused of anything further this evening. Thank you. It's carried 37 to 9.
No abstentions.
Six 6.2, the new capital plan 2018/19 to 2020/21, page C1. I call on Councillor Barclay to propose this item.
Madam Mayor, to adopt a capital plan to become the basis for capital spending by the Council for the three-year period 2018-19 to 2020-21, I move the new capital plan for that period for the General Fund and the Housing Revenue Account schemes be approved.
Councillor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I second that and reserve my right to speak.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your buttons. Okay. Councillor Drake. Oh, no. I know I'm Irish, but that's trying to confuse me. Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I welcome the continued investment in decent homes and in the post-Waits era. I hope work can be carried out by a better operator. But, I was on the Outwards Management Committee, which asked for the funding for the renovation of the cottage and the setting up of a business. I've subsequently learned that this is very unlikely to attract a viable business venture and wonder what will become of this large amount if it is indeed not required. It was always going to be a loan anyway, and would hopefully be repaid if a venture did come about. 780 grand seems a lot to spend on the least popular part of the regeneration plan. I've yet to meet anyone who's in favour of it. When only 100,000 is to go on broadband, and my Dishley residents are constantly complaining about reception. And finally, I welcome the investment in cemetery provision, but I still dispute that we need so many surveys. I'm disappointed that Haven is high on the list, despite being swamped with housing, etc. Their parish have made provision and they're future-proof for cemeteries. I don't really think they should be accommodating other needs, but that's not strictly in the budget. Thank you.
As there are no further people in the queue, Councillor Taylor, would you like... Excuse me, but you didn't put your names up. It took them off and then you put them off again. So, yes, Councillor Draycott, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I welcome the capital programme, but just have a couple of comments to make. One is the fact that Bedford Square seems to be included. When most of us who went to the presentation or the training session on the Loughborough Town Centre made it quite clear that there wasn't support for it. And in fact, the officer said that the County Council has said that there's absolutely no money for it, yet we're putting in quite a lot of money, £390,000, and it's expected Leicestershire County Council £780,000. As I say, we were told that there was no money from the County Council. The other thing I'd like to touch on is regarding the reference to acquisition of affordable housing to meet housing need. I presume that's the council housing budget adding to the HRA. We've already done this twice, I think, already. A lot of members, not just on this side, I know have concerns about buying properties this way. Means that within a matter of a few years, right to buy kicks in. Quite rightly, that tenant is entitled to purchase that house, and it doesn't seem a very sustainable policy. And just so that it's clear to everybody where I've got my information from, it's from the local government, Chief Exec news that we get on a regular basis, and it's actually talking about how councils now are using housing companies to build new homes. And it says that 11,357 council houses were built in 2012, but 55,000 were sold under right to buy nationally. And it goes on to say that councils have now turned to setting up property development firms of their own to sign partnership agreements with developers to put them in charge of the process. I think there's some worth in looking at this further rather than using money the way we currently are. And I wonder if the Cabinet Lead would respond to that suggestion, please. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Mercer, and may I actually do some clarity here, because the people have been in and out like fiddler's elbows putting their names up on the screen. Is everybody now who wishes to speak got their name on the screen? Thank you. You've gone off. I don't really understand.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Mercer, just press your button, please, again. Thank you.
I've done it.
It's fine. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. When I said to Councillor Draycott that it was nice to have her on the council because perhaps we would get a bit of opposition, I was actually talking about quality, not quantity. And I'm afraid, yet again, she hasn't done her research. I too was slightly mortified that Bedford Square Gateway was still there, and therefore I actually took the trouble of actually asking the officers why it was there, and I was told that we had done exactly what the shopkeepers and the residents had expressed concern about, that the parking will be retained, is what they wanted, that it will still be possible to drive through Bedford Square and Southfield Road will not become two-way. However, the proposal was far more than that, Madam Mayor, and what will happen is the proposal is that the pavements will be made wider. That's both from a safety perspective and also because the shopkeepers said people don't have a chance to actually look in the shops. Secondly, at the corner of Granby Street, there will be a crossing put in because it is quite dangerous there. The pavement will be widened at the Orange Tree so there can actually be some seating outside and there shouldn't be any concern about any antisocial behaviour because those of you who know the area know that there's always a number of very nice security guards outside there at the same time. So there's an awful lot more happening than simply doing what the residents and the shopkeepers didn't want, and therefore I certainly would commend this aspect of the capital plan, and certainly, Madam Mayor, I think perhaps next time Councillor Draycott should do a little bit more research before criticising this side of the council chamber.
Councillor Bradshaw.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a little point looking through the sheet, I noticed about Shortcliffe Park, which is on my ward, Lutter Ashby. Whilst I've been very pleased and campaigning, obviously, for the skate park, which was opened about a year ago, I'm still disappointed that there's money's not being found to actually finish off the park. And when I saw the £60,000 that was being spent on resurfacing, I've had a look at the park, and I'm just wondering if the lead member could respond that couldn't that money be spent on finishing off the park, please? Thank you.
Councillor Tillerson.
Thank you. My first question follows on from what's just been said about the replacement of rubber crumb on playgrounds. I'm speaking in particular about Cumberland Road Park, and I'm just wondering why, if it's needing replacement, clearly, but if it's just for aesthetic purposes rather than safety, then I think the money could be better spent on playgrounds in improving equipment. So that's my first point. I welcome that we're going to be looking to buy some more houses to put into our council housing stock, but I do feel we should explore, as Councillor Draycott said, we should explore ways of protecting them from right to buy, because we just end up in this same situation with not enough council homes for people to rent. I'm pleased to see a significant number of elements under the decent homes, because as many of us know, it's certainly needed. And I would like to see that the money is actually spent and that we don't have an underspend at the end of the next financial year in this area. Thank you.
Councillor Mia.
Capital plan always comes before us. Used to come for every other meeting, but now comes when the budget's over a quarter of a million, I think, and an annual council. And it's to be noted that quite a few schemes are all dotted around the borough. But I want to draw upon what Councillor Draycott said about the local housing company, that Charnwood, if it was adventurous, Councillor Vardy, you know, that's a suggestion from us, was adventurous, could form the local housing corporation, local housing company. And it's interesting that lots of councils now are looking at ways of generating income. And wouldn't it be nice that some of the £10 million of reserves we've got, instead of spending it on everyday stuff, we could generate income from it? So we could form this company, we could lend it money and charge it commercial rates and then make a profit from that. But also we could make a profit from the houses that we sell, the houses, the rents that we receive, and so on and so forth. So that's something for the administration to explore. But Councillor Vardy, you know, I just want to draw on what you said, that I was from another planet. I found that deeply offensive. And I tell you what, I took that personally, right? But maybe you weren't here in the council as long as I've been, and Labour councillors have given suggestions that now you have made policy. Can you remember council tax relief? landlords used to get 3 months free council tax relief. It was Labour proposal that that be scrapped. And lo and behold, it's policy now. Conservative Party, Conservative administration policy. We asked about other stuff as well. You know, garden bins, brown bins. Remember they were £15 each? Oh, empty homes officer as well. We asked for the brown bins to go up from £15 to £17. We were laughed off the park on that budget by Councillor Barclay. I wonder how much they are now. £23, £24, £25? Oh, wow. £29? Wow. Where did that come from? We asked about solar panels. Remember, lots of councils are generating feed-in tariffs and money from solar panels. Feed-in tariffs were astronomical back in the days when we proposed it. Yes, the Conservative government came in and scrapped them. But if we'd done it when we'd asked, we'd be generating income. We asked about Lima's depot. It's been, like, empty for so long. 2014 or 15 when the last officers left. And it's been derelict ever since. Cost us money to clean it, but nothing to be done. Instead of making, say, a car park that could generate us income, we're spending £50,000 on an outside consultant again to tell us what to do. When we've got officers, we've got councillors here giving you suggestions. But no, you'd rather pay party politics. But remember, it isn't a Labour administration that went bankrupt in Northamptonshire County Council. It was a Conservative administration that went bankrupt. And local elections in May...
There appears to be no further councillors in the queue. May I actually call on Councillor Taylor to take a reserve, 3 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will be supporting this capital plan. The plan before you results in £5.9 million capital expenditure on general fund and £19.2 million in the housing stock. I was particularly pleased to see in the capital plan a sum of money for the purchase of affordable housing to meet the housing demand in Charnwood, and I think we all realise that we are in very short need of housing that's affordable for our residents in Charnwood, so very happy to see that. And it was also very pleasing, it hasn't been mentioned so far, to see that through many years of good budget management, this council does not intend to undertake any material borrowing to fund this capital plan. So I think that's really important to point out. There are plenty of great projects and improvements within this capital plan, but one particular that I work in my ward is the provision of some funding for a mobility scooter storage, which is a real problem for residents who live in flats that have communal areas, as residents are not allowed to cross the communal areas with their scooters, making life very difficult for some residents. So I do welcome that, and I look forward to that being put in place. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I now call on Councillor Barclay to sum up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Rather an exciting capital plan, which has been out for consultation and comment subject to scrutiny, where all these wonderful ideas could have come forward. I mean, I certainly welcome your suggestion that we increase garden bin prices. We will definitely be looking at that. So about the only idea, I think, in the last 10 years that you've managed to come up with. It's a great capital plan. It invests £6 million from our general fund, and we might well be using £1.4 million. We do not have £10 million worth of reserves. You're £2 million out on that, £500,000 out on how many reserves. That's £2.5 million that you've wasted tonight, Councillor Mayor. That's even without thinking about it. It's just not based in reality. It's not based in reality at all. This plan allows us to invest through our housing planning and regeneration £4.9 million, community wellbeing we're investing £1.6 million, and corporate services to improve services to residents £285,000. And you're quite right. When the housing was taken over by us, it was an absolute disgrace. You left it with no stars, completely shambolic. We have borrowed money, we have improved it, it's above the decent home standards, and we're going to invest another £19 million in it. Just another round of utter nonsense, really. Please read it, really worthwhile, will deliver for our borough in all wards, And if there's trouble with rubber mats on a playground, please talk to the officers if you're concerned about health and safety, whoever that was. But otherwise, we have got a sound plan, and I commend it to this council.
Before I put this motion to the vote, I'm going to have a recess for 5 minutes for all of us. So now I'm actually going to, after this item, I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. So we have 5 minutes recess. Thank you.